Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? Thank you for tapping into Her Lesbian Lifestyle in My Bible and in My Bag. And I have not been on here for a minute. I've been so busy, but I wanted to tap in with you guys and just say, hey, girl, hey. And just drop some heat for you. I got some gems to drop. And I wanted to talk about my life, pretty much, to vent. So as you know, December 13th, 2020, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. To sum it up, where my life has changed. When I say changed, I was indulging in like buying crystals and lighting sage, and that is not of God. And I feel like I was getting too deep, where he had to pull me back and say, hey, check this out, chick. We're not doing this. That's the road that you will not go down. So that's what I had encountered December 13th. With that, he left me with being a prophetess. So he left me with the gift of prophesizing. And I've just been literally trying to find my way through it all. Being a prophetess, you have to be chosen by God. So I have been chosen. And you guys don't understand how happy I am. Like, I am at his feet every day. I'm in prayer every day. Have you ever studied so hard your head start hurting? Or you just, it's like studying for, again, for your Father, and you want everything to be right. And so when I was gifted with that gift, I wanted to be the best prophetess there was. I want to be on the paper. I want to be in the paper. I want to be interviewed. Because behind being a prophetess, it's going to say the lesbian prophetess. That's how they're going to word that. Because the world is cruel. I'm not going to be just the regular prophetess. No. Because once they find out I'm married to a woman and I have a family, oh, I'm going to be marked as the lesbian prophetess. See, and I was so like, you sure you want to have me? I'm lesbian, which he knew that already when he granted me the gift. He already knew that before I knew that. So I wanted to get on here and, you know, let somebody know. I feel it. Like, somebody needs to know. You can do anything you want to. And if they want to say, oh, the lesbian lawyer, the lesbian doctor, the lesbian dentist, let them. Because this is how I feel. This is how I feel in my heart, that God does not work off, oh, she's a lesbian, it's a sin, or he's gay, this is a sin. No, life don't work that way. Well, for my life, it doesn't work that way. And from me building a relationship with him, I know it don't work that way with him either. Because if it did, why did he choose the lesbian, such as myself, to be the prophetess? Why didn't he choose the straight girl to be the prophetess? You think about it, like, if God, people, let me start off with people make it so, oh my gosh, like lesbians are going to hell. No, because you've sinned in your life. Whoever feels like that, you have sinned in your life, and your sin is no bigger than mine. And again, he didn't choose you. He chose me, the lesbian prophetess. So I'm not going to say life has just been a walk in the park, because again, I'm the underdog. I was the one that just prayed at night, prayed when something was happening I had no control over and needed strength. Rarely, I'm going to be honest with you, did I pray when things were going well? No, I didn't. And I'm not going to sit up here and lie. But my life changed. Now I'm praying in the morning, praying at night, praying during the day. It seems like that's all I do is pray. I have built a relationship with a man that I love, and I am allowing to love me back, that I know for a fact that I won't be hurt. The only thing that may happen, and I'm sure it's going to happen, that's my father. He may tell me no when I want it to be yes. He's going to say no, but he's saying no for a reason. But will I think of that then? No, I'm just going to think of like, wow, he said no, or I didn't get what I wanted. Or, you know, it says, ask and you shall receive. All that. I'm still doing all that, even if it don't work out the way I want it to, because God has it planned. God has my life planned for me. And yeah, it's been a lot of pressure. It's many nights that I cry to my wife and I'm telling her, like, I don't even know if I could feel these shoes. I don't even know if I'm just the woman for the part. I don't know if I can make him happy. I don't know if I'm going to get job well done. And that's what I look for. Job well done. I don't want to be, oh, the lesbian prophetess. But if that's what a person's going to call me, so be it. I don't care. And I'm here to tell anybody, you can be the lesbian doctor. You can be the lesbian prophetess. You can be the lesbian dentist, the lesbian mom. Just be it with pride. Will everything be peaches and cream? No, it's going to be some bumps in the road. Definitely it's going to be some bumps in the road. I'm 41. 3 kids and a grandmother. It may not seem like it. Thank God of that. But do I go through stuff? I go through a lot of stuff. When I first started on this podcast, I had a potty mouth. I cussed a lot. He working on my mouth. My father is working on my mouth. I am just getting in the groove of really answering to a man. But this is not just any man. This is God we talking about. So I'm going to bow down, cater to him. I'm going to be at his feet. Because he has changed my life for the better. Because I was going down a dark road and he pulled me back. He pulled this lesbian girl back. So I can say that I don't feel in my heart that God works off lesbian, gay, straight, all those labels. He don't care about that. Because if he cared about that, somebody get on here and tell me, why did he choose me to be a prophetess? I have a whole book of reviews of the people that I've prophesied to. And they said, how did you know that? You would have not known that. Thank you. Like, you're really anointed. You know what I'm saying? I've built the courage up to say I am a prophetess. At first I was like, okay, maybe I just guessed it. Maybe it was by luck. Maybe this is just really not what I'm doing. Maybe I'm tripping. And my wife had to say, like, girl, you is not tripping. Accept your gift and walk with it with your head held high. And I get into these slumps every now and then. Not that I'm a prophetess, not that kind of slump. It's just kind of like, I just need to be quiet. I just want to be quiet. But in like my mind, I have so much to say. You know, like I've seen like through it all, going through all this, I've been having like problems with my daughter. Me and her not getting along. I've been having, you know, of course, job problems. And he just say, just hold on, like, just keep going. You've been doing so good. And the only thing that I really live for and just love to hear, I live for my kids. I live for God. I know he has a whole different life. He said for me to journal it. Have your testimonies. Get on Facebook. Celebrate. It's like he gives me instruction. And I am so grateful for it. And sometimes I sit in my car and I'm like, if I would have went to him, well, actually, I didn't go to him this time, but I thank him that he came to me and saved me and pulled me out of a dark place. So I am so grateful that he did that, because I'm a new person. I'm a new woman. My eyes see different. My ears hear different. I speak different. And he wanted me to share this with you guys, because why keep me a secret? He says, you broadcast it, you share it. So that's what my page will be about. And I'm not going to say, like, today I've been crying. Yesterday, I was crying. So you're going to get the Rhonda Jacina, the sad, happy, celebrating, not celebrating. I'm human at the end of the day. He may have gave me this gift, but I'm human. And it's a lot that comes with it. Because even my own family didn't believe. They thought I was crazy. And I wouldn't say they didn't say, oh, you're crazy. No, I had to really explain to them the life of a prophetess. And it's not even a life. It's you are gifted. It doesn't come with no instruction. And I think that's the hardest part for me. Because I can't call up my mom and say, hey, mom, what do I do with this? Like, what does this mean? I can read the Bible. You know, my wife, she knows her Bible. So I'm very thankful for her where I can go to her and say, hey, this is what's going on. And she can break it down to me in ghetto style. Again, underdog, under the table, overlooked. But my heart is so pure. And till this day, I still don't know what I'm doing. But I know that I'm a mouthpiece for God. And when somebody says, prophesy for me, Rhonda, and I speak the truth. I used to be really scared to speak. But it's like, before that session starts, God speaks to me and he's like, you just a mouthpiece for me. You representing me. I need you to get down to that level. So he's seen something in me that I don't see in myself just yet, but I'm going to get there. For the last week, I've just been quiet after I did that third reading. I've done a lot of readings, but I'm talking about far as in a group. What I should have done now that I'm learning, I should have, after that reading that I had with my family, and we all had a get together, it was only like three of us, or four of us. What I should have did was rest. But what I did was I just continued being a mom, being a wife. And I should have took time out to rest. But again, it's no instruction. I'm on here and I'm venting because I don't know. I'm just going off what God is telling me. So after I had the Holy Spirit reading with them, I decided to, you know, take a hot bath. So I took a bath and God started speaking to me and speaking into me when I was in the tub. And luckily I had my phone because it was a instructions that he wanted. And when I say he is molding me into a new woman, he told me in the tub, now I'm writing all these notes down as he's speaking to me in my left ear. It's always in my left, well, I'm sorry, my right ear. He told me to, like, change your dressing. Like, start wearing nude colors. He said the makeup was fine. Your hair is fine. He told me you have four shoes to fill. No, I gave you four gifts, so you have four shoes to fill, but only three require an outfit. So you have an outfit for ministering, you have an outfit for prophetess, and you have an outfit for life coach. So he's telling me that you have to get your wardrobe up to par because, again, they're not going to believe in you. And you don't want no woman like I'm like a wife beater, Crocs, sweatpants, big size hoodie type of chick. Or I'll go to Pink and get me like a pink sweatsuit. I do have dress clothes, but I just don't wear them because I'm just a chill type of person. And I'm just a chill, laid back. But he told me like, we got to fix that. You know, we got to get your wardrobe together. So he's telling me, he know that I don't like shopping. That's something that I don't like. I don't like going into the store and shopping. I'm a very girly girl, but I don't shop and I don't like getting my nails done. I like getting my toes done, but my nails is something that I don't want. I don't do that. I used to do it back in my younger days, but like he said, nudes and pinks, black, white, pecans, like real subtle colors like that. And when he was speaking to me after he finished, I just sat there and was like, God just told me my whole wardrobe. All I have to do, he said, make it fun. Don't get stressed out about it. And I just wanted to share that with you. Like, that was just, it's not mind blowing because he speaks to me all the time, but I didn't think he would trip off my wardrobe. But when I think about it, okay, you can't walk up to a person and say, hey, God wants me to speak to you, or start speaking into a person and you look like just sweatpants and a regular schmegler type of female. You know what I'm saying? So my dress attire is not bad. It's just comfortable, like sweatpants, Nike sweatpants. I want to say, like, you know, I could wear the, it's just comfortable. It's not a tacky look. It's not oversized. It's just, okay, maybe it's a little like one size up than what I wear. So it's a little baggy, but if you see my wife and you see me, you know that if they want to do labels, I would be the girly girl. She would be the tomboy because she's not a stud at all. You know what I'm saying? So for me, basically, I got out of all that, you're filling three shoes. I gave you three gifts. So when you want to be a minister and you're ministering to a crowd, okay, you might want to put your 3-inch heels on, comfortable blazer, slacks, or a skirt. I'm totally fine with that. Whatever he want to do, just like I told him and I pray about it, I want him to use me. I want to be at the end of the night, job well done. I've been church hurt where I don't want to go to a church because they looked at me funny. But you guys are the same ones that say, come as you are. And at the end of the day, again, the one you looked at funny, God has chosen me. Now, what do you have to say about that? You know, it's like, I don't want to be big-headed about it, but I came to your church before and you treated me like shit. Now, what do you have to say that I'm gifted with a gift? And still, I keep my same mindset. Don't get big-headed. That's one of the things. Like, don't think you better than nobody because he could take it from you just like he gave it to you. And I understand. And just like I told him, I talk to him like I talk to my friends. But I know that's my father. I talk to him just like I would talk to my father if he was still here. I just say, like, I say what I feel. When I'm sad, I ask him to lift me up. And I want everybody to know that don't count yourself out or don't let anybody tell you that he does not love you. And if you do and you can't handle it, come to me. Talk to me about it. Because I'm the one that's going to say, okay, first of all, I was the underdog. I've always been a spiritual person. God has always covered me, but now I just pray more. I don't watch TV. I've never been a TV person. When Hulu and like all that stuff, you can get it on your phone now. I used to have it. It's still on my phone, but I deleted the app because he didn't want me to put that type of stuff in my mind, like in my mental. He was like, just master my voice. Master what I have you doing, because it's serious. You're talking to people. You're being a mouthpiece for God. That's very serious. So I stopped watching TV on my phone because I noticed when I was watching TV on my phone, it was, the picture was called Star, and it was Queen Latifah in it. And I noticed, like, that picture's like an action rated R movie. You know what I'm saying? It may not be rated R to us, but literally, it's a lot of killing, shooting, singing, celebrating, crying, happy times, good times. And I noticed that I would have bad dreams every time I watched it, but I never tripped off of it. Like, it's like, oh, I had a bad dream. I couldn't put the dreams together, but I know they were bad. They just gave me a little bit of anxiety. Like, I would wake up and my heart would be beating fast. And it's like, oh, okay, that was just a dream. Then when he told me to stop putting stuff like that in your mind, you can't feed that to yourself when you're doing this type of work. So it is, I feel like it is rules to it. It is stuff that you can and can't do. I think about, instead of posting a sexy picture, and I've tested the Holy Spirit before, and it just don't sit right with me in my heart. And then I end up taking a picture down. And that's how it all started. Just posting a picture. And I used to always get this feeling like, I don't like the way I'm feeling. Like, my chest feeling funny. And then it'll be like, what did I just do? Like, I posted a picture. Bam, that's your answer right there, baby. Take that picture down. Soon as I take the picture down, I kid you not, my chest will stop hurting, or my heart will feel different. And when I say my heart, like, you know when something is not right, that intuition kick in and be like, hey, sis, like, that's not cool. So I'm learning as I go to master what he likes, what he don't like. You know, he doesn't like for me to cuss, but when you're doing, I'm 41. So that's going to take some time. That's just not going to disappear overnight, but I can honestly say I haven't been cussing a lot. Like, I really think before I'll say a cuss word. And if it is a cuss word, it's like not ongoing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very proud of myself. Like, I feel like I'm getting somewhere. I'm not excited about going shopping, but just like my wife said, if that's requiring you to change, I have to change because I'm a representation of you. If, you know, when me and my wife change, of course, the kids have to change. I remember when I prayed and he was asking me questions like, would you fly? I had this, it was like an interview. That's what it felt like. Before these changes came, before I even knew I was a prophetess, I came home from work and I started praying. And the prayer turned into God asking me yes or no questions. And it was like, oh, wow. It was like questions like, would you be willing to fly? What will be your accommodations? And I remember telling him, like, I want my kids there. I want my partner there. Those are like my entourages. You know what I'm saying? Those are that's my hype crowd, you know? And when I say that, I want to say that, yes, he gave me the option to say that. So if I said, like I told him, I said, he said, are you willing to fly? Yes. So what's some of your accommodations? I said, okay, I would like to take my kids with me and my partner. Now, I said that, but those, let's say if I'm taking everybody, that's about six of us. That's not meaning the six tickets are just going to appear out the blue for me and my kids to go fly. For one, it's telling me that he's going to be having me speak at speaking engagements. That's going to require me to fly out. And if I want my kids to come, then he's going to open the doors for me to do overtime. He's going to open the door for my wife to do overtime. He's going to open the doors for us to do overtime at our job so we can have extra money to get those six tickets. You get what I'm saying? The six tickets are not going to appear out the blue. They're not going to fall from the sky and be like, oh, bam, there's your six tickets. You get what I'm saying? Like, because I hear a lot of people speaking and they'll say stuff like this and then they'll be like, oh, God bless me with six tickets, but they don't get into detail. How did you get the six tickets? That's how I think. Like, if you're telling a story, get into detail. So when I say that he asked me what was my accommodations, I said I wanted my six kids there. And so he was like, okay. That's for him to say, okay, I'm going to start. Shit, if you need to drive Uber, that's going to be that extra income, because you're going to need an extra income because you want to be accommodated and you want to take your kids. Even though he asked me, he's just going to open the door for me to get hired at Uber, or open the door for me to do overtime at my job, if that makes sense to you. The tickets will not be thrown in my lap. Now, I can see if it was a speaking engagement and they really wanted me to come there and they're willing to pay for the tickets for me. Okay, how many tickets do you need? And then I can say, okay, I need tickets for my partner and my three kids. That's understandable. They're going to supply the tickets for you. No cost to you. Okay, I get it. If you hear the dog barking, I'm sorry. I have my door open because it's hot in Cali and I need some air. So forgive the dog. He's going through something. So I just wanted to get on here and really just talk about that. And never think that you can't do something, because I know, you know, that it could be, the pressure can be on when you're doing something, anything. I'm not just talking about my position that I'm standing for in my life, in my season right now. I'm talking about whatever job you choose, you're going to run into some people that feel a kind of way about lesbians. I don't know why, because their sin is no bigger than the next. Me being a lesbian, if you want to call it a sin, it's no bigger than the next sin. You know, God loves me and I know it, and that's all I need. I don't need a human to validate and say, hey, da 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 da. No, long as God loves me and he approves me because he knows it, because he knew everything before I even knew it. He knew that he was going to choose me. I didn't know it. So nobody can tell me that. They can say it, but I don't have to listen. They can say anything they want to, but guess what? I don't have to listen to anything you're saying, because I have a God and I know the Holy Spirit works through me. And he's going to make sure I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. He's going to make sure my family is okay. When I can't do it, I have a voice to say, God, I can't do it. Can you please take over and cover me with your blood? It's too much going on right now. And like, he is the first man that I've had an open relationship with that I trust, that I've gone to him and surrendered my life over to him. And I know that he loves me. And I have never been more confident in my life. Even when it comes to this podcast, every time I get in a space where I don't feel like talking or I don't want to talk about it, he always comes back and my phone will ding. I'll check it. It'll be like somebody added you as their favorite. And that inspires me to do better, inspires me to give more. You are no different than a person that's having a relationship with a man, or having a girlfriend and a boyfriend, or a boyfriend and a girlfriend. You're no different. At the end of the day, we are all humans and we all have emotions and we all have to pay rent. We all have to use the bathroom. You know that word I'm trying to say. And we all have shit that we're trying to accomplish. Nothing has changed. We are all humans. And if you like women, like women. You may lose a couple of friends along the way, but if you lost them, they wasn't meant to be your friend anyway. And that's how I look at life. Now, with me being a prophetess, it's like a lot of people can't go with you in this season where you're going. See, I didn't understand that until my daughter started disrespecting me. You're not going to disrespect me. You know, I'm still kind of ghetto anointed. I will still hurt you, little girl. You will not talk to me any type of way. I don't care how old you are. She's only 21. You're not about to disrespect me. So I had to really check her and let her know, like, you've lost your mind. If you think you about to, if you had a thought of you disrespecting me, you lost your mind. Again, everybody can't go with you where you going. So I can love her from afar, baby. You grown. You got a son to take care of, and I got your brothers to take care of, and I'm always have your back, but you can't go with me where I'm going. So am I kind of bombed out because our relationship is kind of on the rocks? Of course I am. That's my daughter. I had her. But the choices that she makes for herself are not good choices. And it's like, no need to get into it. But if a man can't do more than I can do for you, then you might want to reevaluate yourself. And you might want to reevaluate that man you with. And I'm just going to leave that at that. So when I was told by my father that you can't take everybody with you, the first thing he told me is everybody's not going to believe you until you prove them wrong. And then when you prove them wrong, they want to be your friend and they're going to want to be your best friend. But see, I don't have friends, so I know you're going to be fake. I'm already going to know you fake when you're going to want to kick it with me, because I don't kick it with people. So thank you. I'm going to know the fake ones. Eventually, they're going to come out in the crowd. And I'm going to say that for the people in the back. I'm going to know the fake ones. I can spot out fake from a mile away. That comes with being a prophetess. I know when my kids are lying. So I'm like, my boys will say something. Well, one of them. I'm like, are you really going to say that? I know you're lying, so you might as well just basically be like, Mom, it's good. Okay, whatever. You really going to sit up here and play me? And then they'll think about this stuff and be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I didn't really know how to put it, da 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 da. And it's like, okay, that's what I thought, because I knew you were lying before you told me that it wasn't true, or I was dealing with some stuff. I knew you was dealing with some stuff. I can look at you and know that you're dealing with stuff. So when I say that I know, I'm not saying it just to say it. I know when somebody is lying. And I will call you out on it. So it's like, that makes no sense. So I'm just going to give it to God when it comes to me and my daughter's relationship, because she needs to grow up. And looking back a year from now, I give her a year. She's going to be like, yeah, I was young and dumb. We all go through that. I went through that when I was her age. You go through that young and dumb stage, think you know everything, and everything turns out to be, oh, my mom told me, but if you want to touch the handle of the door and I tell you it's hot, that shit is hot, don't touch it, and you want to play around and touch it anywhere and burn your hand, then that's your bad. But remember, I told you not to do it. So yes, I'm going to remind her constantly, I told you not to do that, but you did it. I was the one that told you not to do it while your friends was like, oh, make it work. Oh, stick by his side. No, not at all. You're wasting your time. But again, I'm just the messenger. And I'm just mom. And when you mom, I think kids feel like, oh, mom don't know shit. Oh, this mom? Oh, I know stuff. I know more than I should know. When you walk your friend up in my house, I could say, I don't like her. She's not cool. Or he's not cool. And they get mad at me because they're saying, oh, you're just being mean and you don't know what you're talking about. Why you got to talk like that to them? I'm always going to be respectful, but you're not cool. It's just something about you. But it'll come out in due time. What did it do? Came out in due time. They don't even talk to the people no more. But, oh, I'm the wrong one. Don't mind me. I'm just the messenger, the lesbian messenger. But it's okay. You guys will see for yourself. But again, just like my father told me, let them see. Let them see, because they will see. And it's like, okay, most definitely. But I can tell you, those friends are not going to be your friends very long. And there's some people on here I'm getting that you guys need to reevaluate your whole circle. Reevaluate your whole circle. It's some people's friends on here looking you up and down. If your friend is side-eyeing you, you might want to make sure those are your real friends, because ain't no real friends going to side-eye you, baby. Somebody needs to hear this message, and I'm going to say it again. No friend will side-eye you, because side-eye means no. Like, that's a little bit of jealousy for me. That's like you're not for me. It's a little bit of anger in there. So, again, somebody on this podcast needs to reevaluate their friend circle, because it ain't what you think. You trying to cover it up, but whoever this is, baby, stop trying to cover it up and validate your friend, your so-called friend, and understand that she not your friend or he not your friend. And stop thinking, I'm sensing that it's like, one of your friends are jealous because you got other friends. And when you're around that person, they feel a kind of way. Why should they feel a kind of way? Why can't you? You are young. Why can't you have friends and connect and network? And it's something that got to do with business. And your friends is always saying, like, raining on your parade. It's not a friend. Evaluate your friend circles. So I'm not going to keep you guys long. I just wanted to tap in and let you guys know, lesbian, straight, gay, transgender, you can be who you want to be. And if you love God, do you. God loves you. And that's a conversation that you and him will eventually have. I had it. And I'm sure when my time comes to go meet him, if he pulls me aside and had that conversation again, we'll have it. But guess what? When I was here on earth, I did everything that he asked me. And I surrendered myself. And I told him when I was wrong. He didn't have to say, oh, but you didn't mention that. Oh, I'm going to mention everything. I have no reason to lie. Or I have no reason to keep something from somebody that already knows. So I'm going to end it here. I love you guys. I want you to be a part of my journey and watch me flourish. And when those tickets come out, baby, to be like, oh, Rhonda Jacina is speaking and prophesizing, y'all better buy a ticket. Y'all better buy a ticket and support your girl. But until then, I will tap in with you guys next week. And call me on it. Crank out a podcast. Ma'am, we waiting for you. Send me a message. Love you guys. Bye.